This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. No bail for Ryan Ruth, the suspect in the second assassination attempt of former President Trump, will remain behind bars after new evidence was presented at a hearing today.
A letter in a box said to have been dropped off at a witness's house several months ago reads, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I am so sorry I failed you." It's the strongest evidence yet of a motive.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The Pentagon sending more U.S. troops to the Middle East as Israel continues to strike Hezbollah targets. Recently in Lebanon, at least 350 people were killed. More than 1,000 have been injured. President Biden will address the United Nations General Assembly tomorrow. Students return to Appalachia High in Georgia today for the first time since a deadly shooting earlier this month. Stocks rose to start the week, the Dow and the S&P closing at all-time highs. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Richland Center Saturday. With just over a month to go before the election, every day is important.
There is a lot of energy and excitement, and I think people really do understand the stakes in this election. It's up to all of us to traverse the state, as I said earlier, not just blue counties, but purple counties, red counties. Meet people where they are, listen, and show the clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde.
Vice President Kamala Harris says Republicans are being divisive on purpose in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. At a Friday night rally in Madison, the Democratic presidential candidate said the recent debate with former President Donald Trump showed the divide between the two. Harris said former President Trump would undermine Wisconsinites' health care and reproductive health. This was Harris's first visit to Madison and fourth visit to Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clemens does a great job, and, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion, just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid-70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us. Jess on the board, working the sound, working the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got a big show lined up for you fine folks today. My pal, Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy up at UWGB. He's going to join us at 4:30. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's own. He's the political editor at Civic Media, of course, the founder of the Recombobulation Area. Look forward to Dan joining us at 5 o'clock. Political editor, uh-oh. He's going to tell me what to do. Look forward to Dan coming on, of course, in your calls. And the Goal for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest. I know you folks are playing along. We see the tweets, we see the messages. So let me, without further ado, bring out the word of the day for this 4 o'clock hour. The word is
dun, 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 dun.
Fall. It is now fall. Summer is over. It is now fall.
Thank
Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite Civic Media radio station, probably the one you're listening to my fine voice on right now. Use the text button at the bottom to send the keyword fall. For your chance to win this statewide contest, hourly winners, one winner per hour, either $100 cash or gold jewelry, and the grand prize indoor club level tickets to see Green and Gold play in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Keyword there being indoor in December in Green Bay. But again, folks, the word of the day here for your contest is fall. Happy fall to us all. And it turned fall. I guess it was what? Technically, Sunday, Saturday is the last day
yesterday.
Of summer. Yesterday.
Well, yesterday was the equinox.
The equinox, and
yes.
It rained. It like felt like fall immediately.
I know. It was instantly like, oh, we're done with summer? Thank goodness. Here we go.
Now, I do have flip-flops, but I did pull out some pants today instead of shorts.
Wow.
I'm a little dejected right now.
Yeah.
So I hope you can all help me deal with fall. But it's beautiful now, especially with you fine folks playing along. So Harvey K. going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But let's do some follow up on this Mark Robinson character.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is running for governor, of course, in North Carolina. And we went over all the CNN reporting of all the stupid, terrible, racist, misogynistic, homophobic, anti-LGBTQ things this cat has said on these porn sites. And of course, he denies it. He totally, absolutely denies it. Not him.
Uh-huh,
it's AI.
Uh-huh,
it's just something out there. Wasn't me. He got the wasn't me defense. And so then I happened to see this one. This was tweeted out yesterday by Michael Hyland. He put out this retweeted from Mark Robinson NC at Mark Robinson NC. Today, the Mark Robinson for Governor campaign announced the following senior staff changes. Oh, really? Okay. That's a hell of a way to put it. We have some senior staff changes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Conrad Progressly, sorry, I'm killing it. General consultant and senior advisor Chris Rodriguez, campaign manager Heather Willier, finance director, and Jason Rizik, deputy campaign manager, have stepped down from their roles with the campaign. An announcement of two new incoming staff members will be forthcoming from the campaign soon.
Will they? Yeah.
He promises.
He promises.
And we're going to get a healthcare repeal and replace of Obamacare in 2 weeks.
Oh.
You know how these Republicans are. Everything's great. It's going to all happen. It's going to just come together by force of will in a couple of weeks. The Mark Robinson NC campaign tweet continues. Quote, I appreciate the efforts of these team members who have made the difficult choice to step away from the campaign. Was it difficult?
Was it?
And I wish them well in their future endeavors. I look forward to announcing new staff roles in the coming days. My campaign will continue to focus on the substantive issues at stake in this election, building an economy that grows from Murphy to Manteo, cutting taxes and eliminating unnecessary red tape, removing politics out of our classrooms, and cracking down on violent crime and dangerous drugs. So saith Mark Robinson. Ooh, wait, there's more. Polls have consistently underestimated Republican support in North Carolina for several cycles now, and with a large portion of the electorate still undecided as we continue to ramp up our efforts across the state, I am confident our campaign remains in a strong position to make our case to the voters and win on November 5th. So saith Lieutenant Governor and Republican nominee for Governor Mark K. Robinson. Yeah, so there's that. So apparently the campaign staff the other day decided just to call it quits. And I was thinking to myself, ma'am, why? I mean, Mark Robinson continues to deny that this was him. I mean, you know, today's AI world and all these things. I mean, is it possible that it wasn't him? Well, you know, when the staff starts quitting, it's
that's not a great sign.
And the former President Trump was in, I think, let's just call it North Carolina. I don't know where he was. He was in Wilmington. Trump was in North Carolina over the weekend. You know who was not with Trump in North Carolina over the weekend? Mark Robinson was not there.
But he's running for governor.
Oh, but you think, right?
In that state. Yeah, he's a Republican.
And he can no longer get off the ballot as of midnight last Thursday. So he is their guy. A little reporting here from WRAL.com. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, here we go, rejected multiple offers from supporters to connect him with information technology specialists to help the Republican gubernatorial nominee investigate racist and lewd comments on a pornographic website made by someone with a username that CNN tied to Robinson. People directly familiar with the matter told WRAL on Monday.
Well, that's just common. I mean, you never want to investigate these things, especially if you know that you didn't do it. I mean, if you investigate it, that just gives them credence, right?
I mean, you're going to help OJ find the killer? I mean, what's going on here? So Robinson's alleged rejection of the offer sowed offers, plural offers here, according to the reporting, sowed doubt among staff members. The people said his response in the wake of the report likely played a role in the exodus to some staff members. At least 8 campaign staff members quit the campaign on Sunday, including the campaign manager and finance director. As we mentioned, the people spoke on condition of anonymity because they feared professional retribution. Now, details of Robinson's declination were shared with WRAL the same day the candidate told reporters that he's forming a team to help him refute the CNN report. Said he's also working to rebuild his campaign staff weeks before the November 5th election. He said during a meet and greet with voters in Wilkes County that he's considering everything up to legal counsel to take CNN to task for what they've done. We have a little bit of sound of this, I believe. All right, let's hear Mr. Robinson, cut number 1.1.
We're in talks right now, everything up to legal counsel to take CNN to task for what they have done to us. We are going after them, okay? We are going to go after them for what they've done. But we have 5 weeks left in this race, folks. Make no mistake about it. We are not going to let CNN throw us off of our mission.
And which mission was that?
Right. They're going after him. Now, we heard now at some point, like, I always talk about credibility quite a bit, and I get the politics of it all. But if this really is Mr. Robinson, let alone the terrible, racist, weird things he's into and says. Can you believe what he says? Can you believe the man at his word? Do you believe him when he says, wasn't me? Do you believe him when he says, really appreciate the help from all these fine folks. It was a hard decision for the four he mentioned. Apparently, according to the reporting, there's eight folks that left. He's got a skeleton crew. And what? He's going to hire some more folks? Well, he tweeted out just today, at least this morning, online rumors of new hires to our campaign are just that, rumors. We look forward to announcing additional staff roles soon.
So they don't have anyone.
Okay, so it wasn't me. Staff left. It was a hard decision. They're going to hire new folks. And I got counsel on board to go after CNN for reporting this. For, I guess, assuming this was all made up by CNN to go after Robinson for political reasons. He's got the lawyers on it. Oh, yeah. By the way, I reject multiple offers from multiple people for IT professionals to help me dig into who set me up, who, what, where, why, when, how. I want to know those. No, thank you. I don't need that.
Wasn't Cam offering his services to go help make sense of this?
Oh, my goodness. WUNC goes on to kind of re-report what we know about from the CNN article. So that's the update as we have it. Now, as I was, searching through this follow-up, because great discussion we've had with multiple guests last week about this scenario, this situation, I came across the Rolling Stone. Mark Robinson's most reprehensible comments.
Oh, boy.
I know. Oh, and boy. This is from March 9th of 2024, so it's a bit dated. There's more on the Porn Africa site, whatever he was on, too. He called himself a black Nazi, among other things. But there's a lot without, I'll just read the headlines for you here. According to the Rolling Stone, Holocaust denial, calling Black Panther a ploy for Jewish people to take money from black people.
Ooh.
Oh, of course, quoting Hitler, he's a big fan of Hitler.
Yikes.
What else? Calling homosexuality filth and likening LGBTQ people to maggots. Huh. There is no reason anybody, anywhere in America, should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth.
Oh, boy.
And yes, I called it filth. And if you don't like that I called it filth, come see me and I'll explain it to you. Huh. Okay, well. Anti-trans rhetoric. Of course, this is ironic considering the person alleged to be Mr. Robinson on these website said he was a big fan of the transgender form porn. Here's what he said, according to Rolling Stone. We're going to defend women in this state. That means if you're a man on Friday night and all of a sudden on Saturday you feel like a woman and you go to a woman's bathroom in the mall, you will be arrested or whatever we got to do to you or whatever we got to do to you. Anti-Muslim post. Oh, don't forget, there's more of that. Mocking Asian accents. Well, I mean, Mark Robinson, come on. Longing for the days when women couldn't vote. This guy is a peach.
Oh.
Saying women should not be leaders in society because they are all called to be led. We are all called to be led by men.
He can speak for himself.
Yeah, no, did you hear that, Jess? Maggie, did you hear that? Honey? Mom? My sister? Everyone? All the lady? Y'all heard that, right? Yeah. Women should not be leaders in society because we're all called to be led by men. So saith Mark Robinson. Don't worry, he's hiring new staff and he's going to win. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Did you know today is the boss's birthday? Bruce Springsteen turns 75 years old today. All my rock stars are getting old.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, happy birthday to the boss. Folks, thanks for joining us. The word of the day, I know that's a big thing for us here. It is fall. The word of the day is fall, so download the Civic Media app for the green text for the green or gold. Statewide contest, text fall to your favorite station, and you have a chance to win this statewide contest. Lots of people I see you texting in. Keep on doing so. We are talking about Mark Robinson, the current lieutenant governor of North Carolina, if you can believe that. I came across the Rolling Stone article and a few more I want to just throw out there without getting too much into the meat of this, just the top lines. You get it from the Rolling Stone. This is one of my favorites, saying that women should not be leaders in society because, quote, we are called to be led by men. By men. What else does he go on to say? Oh, yes, Beyonce. She's totally satanic. Satanic. She's satanic. Her song sounds like they say weird stuff like Satan laughs if you rot in hell if you play them backwards. Super weird. Play them backwards. What is Robinson saying he's getting vinyl Beyonce albums and playing them backwards and he's hearing satanic messages? I'm just not clear. Here's a good standby. You know, the Megas love this one. Calling Michelle Obama a man. Okay, Mr. Robinson, keeping it classy. Calling the allegations against Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein, well, that's an Illuminati plot. I mean, come on. Is there more? There can't be more. Calling mass shootings karma for abortion. Current lieutenant of North Carolina thinks that mass shootings are karma for abortion. You know, I always say it's the weapons. Because if you took away all the guns and you gave them all pool noodles, nobody would be shot to death. It's the weapons.
That is true.
I'm just, you know, just this is how it is.
I mean, you can do some good damage with a pool noodle as long as you really swing it up real nice. But, I mean, still not nearly as much as you can do with a gun. And they're as easy to obtain as each other, that's a problem.
This is what I'm saying, right? Should we get the pool noodles or the gun? Pool noodles are cheaper. Let's get the pool noodles. What else does Rolling Stone have to say about this peach, Mark Robinson, calling Parkland shooting survivors spoiled little bastards. Wow, that's rude. And let's see, attacking gay people after the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Oh, that's certainly appropriate.
Mocking Paul Pelosi after he was brutally beaten by a home intruder. Well, that's kind of par for the course for
Mega.
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah. Defending white pride. Mark Robinson, the African-American, is defending white pride.
That's cognitive dissonance.
Pushing the Obama birther conspiracy.
That's worse.
Pushing COVID-19 conspiracies.
That's also bad.
Ah, thank you, Rolling Stone. So there we go. There was just a little highlight, and that was before.
That was before all this
came out. So there you go, folks. That's who your option. That's who your folks are voting for in North Carolina. That's who is endorsed by former President Donald Trump. He thinks he's just peachy, and he wants you folks to vote for him. Now, Donald Trump has not yet disavowed Mr. Robinson. As mentioned, Robinson did not join Donald on the stage over the weekend. I've got some callers. Let's get to them. Al from Milwaukee, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Al, what do you got for us?
Good afternoon, my friend. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Al, what do you got?
I just heard you had a new show, and I was calling to say congratulations.
I appreciate that, Mark. I'm sorry, Al?
Yeah, it's still me.
Yeah, yeah.
Al, home.
Al, gotcha. I got you, Al. Yeah, I got you.
Anyway, I don't know why y'all even talking about those clowns.
because these are the leaders in the Republican Party. This guy's on the ballot for governor in North Carolina. This guy's endorsed by Donald Trump. This guy is being promoted and backed up by and still supported by the entire political Republican Party in North Carolina, man.
I said the clowns, the circus went to North Carolina. And the clowns are out there doing what they do. And I don't know why anyone would take them seriously.
Do you think it changes any minds, Al?
Yes, it should.
I mean,
it should definitely change some minds to the point where you want to run all those people out of town. You know how you did, used to do with the circus? You know, when you ran out your money and you ate up all the cotton candy, you ran them out on town.
Time to go.
So anyway, congratulations, Dom.
Oh, thank you, Al. I do appreciate it. Keep on listening. 855-752-4842. CJ, you got a Mark Robinson comment. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Dom.
Yeah,
well, I guess I do. Yeah, I'm curious. You know, again, it seems like the way, you know, you guys talk, that Mark Robinson, you know, the party that wants to stay out of everybody's bedroom, you guys are just loving this. And so really what,
well, okay, hang on. Let's dive down into that, CJ. We only got a minute. You notice my criticism is not of Mr. Robinson, you know, going to a porn site. I mean, I don't care if he looks at porn or whatever his deal is. My criticism is his misogyny, his racism, his anti-Semitism. You know, those things I find problematic. Do you find those things problematic, CJ?
He's denied it.
I know, but hang on. The Rolling Stone article, I just quoted you a bunch of things that he said from the Rolling Stones. It's sourced. You can find it. You can find him saying these things. Now, do you find those things problematic, CJ?
Again, he's denying it, but you know,
you can't, he's denying what's happening on the current issue. Rolling Stone, this article came out in March of this year. These are things that he's said already, CJ. Now the current stuff is on top of that, but I noticed you had to ask you twice. You didn't answer. Yeah, he denies it. He denies that part of it. He's not taking IT help, and he promises new staff is coming real soon. Folks, thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy from the UWGB. He's going to join me next. Stick around.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Studies show more than half of college students across America have used artificial intelligence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. At first, it seemed like people were really worried about students plagiarizing and using the work of platforms like ChatGPT. But employers are asking colleges to get students familiar with the technology. They say they need it in the workforce. Students enrolled at Wisconsin's technical colleges this fall may take a course where AI is the star of the classroom. Officials say it could help produce a more robust pipeline of workers in the Badger State. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Merrifield says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that knows how to use AI. And that's what you need to know here in Wisconsin. Now here's some news from closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. This week is Operation Safe Stop Week. It seeks to promote school bus safety through education and enforcement efforts. Operation Safe Stop is a cooperative project supported by the Wisconsin State Patrol and Wisconsin School Bus Association. The goal of Operation Safe Stop Week is to proactively educate motorists about the dangers of passing stop school buses. In Wisconsin, there are over 12,000 school buses that transport more than 750,000 students to and from school each school day. Motorists are required to stop at least 20 feet from a stop school bus that is displaying flashing red lights and stop arm. Each time a motorist violates the school bus stop law, he or she creates a real hazard for the students who are boarding or leaving the bus. Wisconsin uses an 8-light school bus warning system. The alternately flashing yellow lights mean caution to other motorists because the bus is preparing to stop. The flashing red lights and stop arm mean stop. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids' shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear this evening, increasing clouds overnight. Cool lows in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high into the mid 70s. And sunshine continues into Thursday, highs upper 70s. Currently at 68.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to give a shout out to Scott from Shorewood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matt Nair on air mascot. He has a friend who has a 3D printer, and they made Elon Musk as Jabba the Hutt. So Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that he grew up the prince of an apartheid king. It's amazing.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Born down in a dead man's town, the
welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Don't forget the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest here at Civic Media. Now is the hour to do it. The word of the day is fall. Fall. We are now in fall. Summer is over. The word is fall. So make sure you download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom and type the keyword fall for a chance to win statewide contest. Folks, really happy to have be joined by a friend of mine, Harvey Kay. He's the professor emeritus of democracy at UWGB, also an author and a fine, fine radio guest. Harvey, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Good to see you, man. I follow you on Twitter. Folks, you can do so as well. Harvey JK at Harvey JK. And I love the Rage Against the Machine with you, man. It's always fun. Thank you for joining me here on this Monday. There's a couple of things I saw you took interest to over the weekend, but we just finished up a segment on Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor running for governor in North Carolina. And you put you retweeted something that I thought was really interesting, talking about kind of the breakdown of dollars that certain corporations are sending to folks like Mark Robinson. And you seem to take a little bit of issue with perhaps some of the funding on here, Harvey. Well, what's the problem, man?
What's the problem with... Well, it isn't just... Here's the thing, okay? We know, and it's very clear, and especially since the Republicans went after the campaign finance reform laws that were enacted and were pushed by Republican John McCain and Democrat Russ Feingold from mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin. Yeah. I mean, how many years has it been since they went after and destroyed those things and got around it also by way of Citizens United so that big money could flow into the coffers of, well, actually, mostly the Republicans wanted that to happen because they don't have the numbers of people behind them at that point. They had to figure they might want to have the dollars to build upon.
Now, be careful what you wish for, Harvey. I mean, at least in the state of Wisconsin, they're losing that battle. I mean, certainly money in politics is bad. I'll agree with you on that. But if you're going to have it, I'd rather have the Dems be getting more than the Republicans, at least today. Your thoughts, please continue.
Well, absolutely. But look, the millions, if not billions of dollars that are spent supporting candidates and literally, you know, the whole system. It's not in the old days, it was billboards, right? And TV ads. Now it's 24 hours. You can wake up and you've got to check your email and somehow you're bombarded with requests, right? I mean, it's just the money talks. It doesn't always walk effectively, but the money does talk. And I saw this posting about DoorDash, Google, Walmart, CVS, Microsoft, Travelers Insurance, Amazon, and so on. That this woman, quoting another source, pointed out, we're going to right-wing candidates like Mark Robinson. Now, to be fair, it long was the case that many a rich person would give to both sides,
right,
Republican and Democrat,
yep,
undeniably. I knew he's passed away some years ago, but I knew a very wealthy man here in Green Bay who basically told me, as far as he was concerned, he was going to give to both because either one could possibly win. And he doesn't want to have to be known as the guy who crossed either one of them to those people. But that's not the point. The point is you see these kinds of figures, and it is the case. In fact, it would be fun to know. I don't have those numbers. This was just something I saw.
Yeah.
And I had to retweet to instigate. Well, I instigated a response.
you contacted me.
It would be fun to know a full list of these things, which will be available in time, and to see which industries are supporting which candidates. And once upon a time, the idea was, well, Wall Street might well be supporting Democrats more. Hollywood was supporting Democrats.
Yeah.
The defense industries were supporting Republicans. I mean, had all of that breakdown. The point here is that, I mean, how are people, when people ask for dollars, give us $3. We need them now. And you think, come on, you don't need my $3. Forget it, right? Bernie, at least, broke through with his idea of the $27. The point is that I couldn't resist this. And the fact is that the monies must still be going to the likes of Mark Robinson.
Right.
Though I will note, as and I've been listening to your show for a little while now, in the last 15 minutes, 10 minutes, it really was the case that his staff, basically his whole staff resigned. I mean, now let's see. Are they just saying, well, what if it's true, are we going to get caught out? No, they probably figured it is true. I'm just, you know, assuming they figured it was true, and this will tarnish them, period.
Right.
And they didn't want anything to do with it. I'll also note, as I understand it, that while Donald Trump originally stood firmly behind him, did Trump to compare him to Martin Luther King Jr.
On steroids, I believe he
said.
On steroids, yes.
Yeah, very good. Unprescribed steroids, no doubt.
Of course.
Anyhow, so, but I'm laughing because these things are so outrageous.
Yeah.
They really are outrageous. But I understand that Trump has not stood by him, and I mean physically stood by him in recent days. So somebody must have said to Trump, don't be an idiot. You may say that it's okay to get away with what you did, but don't you be associated with this kind of stuff, especially given the fact that Republicans are specifically going after transgender folks and, you know, and everybody else that might not fit the bill for the Republican Party, or at least publicly fit the bill for the Republican Party.
Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB, joining me on the lines. You know, the reporting, it seemed strange because all of a sudden, you know, as I saw over the weekend, Harvey, the staff resigned. They said four, then the reporting today says like eight of them. And I didn't
The list is full. I mean, it's an incredible list.
But I didn't know until today that he's been offered help, Harvey. You know, IT, professional help, sleuthing. Help him find the perpetrators of this dastardly deed, and he turns it down. And presumably because he turned it down, that gave the staff enough notice to say, well, if you're not going to, like, dig into it and find out who the real killer was, then we're out of here because it's probably you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's – we're you know, but the kinds of things that he reportedly – you know, I don't care what his porn habits are. I really don't care.
Right.
But what I do care about is the remarks he leaves behind, the trail of remarks, the racist, the anti-Semitic, the hypocritical kinds of words he leaves behind in his trail. And then to stand in before the press and say, this, I didn't say any of that. I mean, and then turn down, right, the IT help, apparently. I mean, you know, I do have to wonder about the sanity of certain candidates. But I want to remind you, this is like a Republican thing, and not specifically those things. But remember the Republican congressman from Long Island in New York, whose name I'm blanking on, who basically lied about his entire career.
George, what was his name?
It wasn't Santos.
Was it Santos? George Santos?
No, I'm asking. Maybe it was that.
Yeah, well, that was a guy from New York that lied about everything.
Lied about everything.
He was so bad, even the Republicans kicked him out, Harvey.
Eventually.
Right.
at first, they didn't know what to do. I mean, I can imagine wait a second. The point is, don't they have, what's the word where they put people through investigations before they endorse? Right. You know, what's the word for that? Clearance, it would be in government. There's a word for it in public life.
A background check? That's what
background
I start
check.
With,
there
right?
you go. Background check. Right.
Someone
exactly.
Vet the guy, you know, something, do a Google search.
That's the word.
Right.
Vet the guy. You got it. And they don't vet anybody because, you know, they'll take, I mean, they probably couldn't resist a black lieutenant governor running for the governorship. The Republicans said, wow, this is too rich. Absolutely too rich. But seriously speaking, I mean, this guy is not only troubling, he is seriously troubled.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, and we kind of joke about it because it's shocking to some degree. Number one, that the behavior of this guy who wants to be the governor of a state in this country. And number two, I think it's indicative of the mentality of the megas right now, that someone could actually be out there and do this stuff. And as our last caller said, well, he still denies it. Well, okay. But, you know, when it comes out to be proven, will he acknowledge it and apologize for all the BS and lying and wasting of our time? Of course not. The mentality is there's, you know, bull charge forward, never apologize. You're never wrong. And it's this mentality, I think it's this example of Mark Robinson is a perfect picture of what's going on in the Republican Party, in the mega party right now. Now, Harvey, I also saw you're being a little bit critical of some of the mainstream media. Now, CNN broke this piece on Robinson, but I get the impression, Harvey, that you think the mainstream media, the legacy media, isn't doing their job.
Well, the job would be that they call out Trump over and over again, right? I mean, last time around, or two times ago, maybe even last time around as well, so there was 2016, then 2020, they obviously were they were hyping his campaign. I don't mean promoting it in the sense of, you know, fully backing it, but they were hyping his campaign for viewers. Okay. This time, I can't testify to that fact because I'm not watching that media any longer. But I can say that even the likes of the New York Times and other newspapers, they should have like a page, or on the front, they should have a page. This is what Trump, I mean, let me be clear about it. We're not talking about a standard conservative Republican candidate.
No.
We're talking about a guy who has a record that we don't need to review when it comes to his, you know, his public slash personal life.
That's all out
there. But more importantly, the guy probably, by everything that I can tell, should not be allowed to be campaigning for anything. Okay? What he did on January 6th is unforgivable. Okay? And by in terms of the Constitution, I mean, Colorado tried to ban him from the ballot, okay, but he was rescued, I guess, in the court, right?
Yep.
The Supreme Court. But the fact is that they were pointing out something that it should be a national question. In what way does he have a right, given the fact that he incited insurrection? Anyone who tells you that there was no insurrection in D.C. that day and that he didn't incite it, they either are themselves MAGA, okay, period.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB, joining me on the StreamYard here for just a few more minutes. Harvey, we've heard the term here lately of sane washing, and I think New York Times has been accused of doing that quite a bit by other journalists out there. Do you think that's apt? Do you think that's a fair description of what the legacy media might be doing to try to keep it as a horse race, as, you know, a 50-50 kind of a thing? Is that an accurate portrayal?
What's the term you just said?
Sane washing. Sane washing. Like going through all the crazy-ass things that he says during his rally, picking out one or two, you know, manageable, biteable policy might things, and then putting that in the piece instead of all the crazy electrical sharks and you know, the late, great Dr. Hannibal Lecter. You know, the sane washing, not accentuating the craziness that continues to pour out every single day.
The craziness is so crazy that there was an article that people were interviewed about the assassination attempts.
Yeah.
And there were MAGA who said that they weren't convinced it wasn't that some things weren't staged. But of course that was forgivable in their minds, okay? I mean, look beyond this. When we win, as I hope we will, okay? The indicators are in our favor, but not everywhere.
Right.
Not everywhere.
Not yet.
But how do we possibly repair the American public realm? How do we do that? I'm desperately trying to figure out how to do that. And all I can imagine, the only way to do that is for the Democrats, when they take office, to really aggressively pursue an agenda that will defuse MAGA by basically making the case public that the Democrats are recommitted, after so many years of not being committed, they're recommitted to raising and improving the lives of working class people.
Harvey J.K., find him on Twitter at Harvey J.K. He's a professor emeritus of democracy at UWGB, friend of the show. Harvey, it's always a pleasure. I know you got we talked last time, the Economic Bill of Rights. I was thinking, I was going to introduce you as my favorite socialist, but I want to put words in. How would you describe yourself politically, Harvey?
These days, I use the term social democrat.
Social democrat.
I vote solidly for Democrats. I just would love to see the Democrats recover the FDR tradition.
Thank you, Harvey K. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia call. Coming back with your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.FM, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess working the board, screening your calls. It's a talk. It's a text line as well. I want to thank our most recent guest, Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB. My favorite Democratic Socialist love, Raging Against the Machine with Harvey. You can find him on Twitter at HarveyJK. Rita from La Crosse, she's chiming in on the text line. Harvey K is spot on. Our justice system has to do their job. I don't believe Trump should even be allowed to run for office. He's an insurrectionist and a convicted felon. Convicted felons even vote. Good point, Rita. Mark also points out 14th Amendment Section 3, self-executing Trump should not be on the ballot. Caller from WMDX, like Lee McGowan says on the Republican candidates now, when you continue to lower the bar on what you'll support, you'll eventually end up with the bottom of the barrel. 855-752-4842. Mark, you're up. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dom. And the whole thing is, you know, for women to obey, and I've seen that before. I have family members where, you know, the wife had to have up by her mirror there in the bathroom that obey the husband, and he is more or less your king. And
okay, so you're talking about Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's quote from, I guess, with the article in the Rolling Stone. They had a bunch of terrible things Robinson said. One of them said that women should not lead because we are meant to be led by men, or something along those lines, yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's just, and part of it gets into the whole fallacy that these, you know, 2025 project people want to have, you know, that's obey your government, and that is the whole fifth commandment thing, where obey thy father and mother, and government is actually, it takes the place of our fathers and mothers and of God, and that it all trickles down through our, you know, through those leading men to be that we're supposed to be obeying them, because they're, you know, they're standing in for God.
Right, right. They, just, yes. God chose them, Mark. They wouldn't have, they'd not have risen to the position of such leadership had it not be for the blessing of an almighty, certainly white, gray-haired, blue-eyed male God. Right? I mean, or is that Santa Claus? I
think that might be Santa Claus.
I always.
I don't know. I didn't grow up with him, so I'm not entirely positive.
Right. Aw, Santa. I always got them confused. Growing up, of course, the Catholic side of my Italian family, we'd, you know, have the Catholic side. And then there's Jesus and there was Santa. And then, like, Santa came during Christmas time. It was just so confusing for a young kid.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm still a little confused. But to Mark's point, to have these politicians quote, you know, or believe in some religion or philosophy that dictates that women should not be in a place of power, should not be in a role of leadership is just, I mean, it's terrible. It makes zero sense to me. And if you really, really, really think about it, if you're going to block out, let's call them half, and I think there's more women in this country than men, but say half of the population from everything and just stay home barefoot and pregnant and do what your man tells you to do, you're missing out on so much talent and opportunity and wisdom and all those things, because this is part of a human thing. Being a male or female is absolutely zero to do with whether or not someone is capable and able to lead.
Indeed.
Mark Robinson, I don't think you're able to lead, sir. I really don't. And what does leadership mean? What does that represent to you? What, when you vote for someone as a great leader, how do you define that? Do you define that by saying racist and terrible tropes, lying to you if it is, in fact, Mark Robinson on these message boards? He's lying to your face right now. If he doesn't bring in the staff soon, you know, what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks left, if he doesn't bring in new staff, he's lying to you? Is that acceptable? Do leaders, you accept the fact that your leader might lie to you? I don't think that's something that I see as valuable in a leadership role.
You know what else I like in a leader?
What?
I like someone who accepts help, especially help to get to the bottom of a situation that you claim is wrong. Well,
you mean Mark Robinson should have taken the assistance offered, apparently, according to the reporting, multiple times to provide IT professionals to get down to how these terrible, just racist, misogynistic things could be planted.
Yeah.
Which, well, apparently, my understanding, they've been taken down since then.
Yeah.
So was that part of it? Were they ever even there? what's happening?
What is happening?
So yeah, the remarks, I guess, speak for themselves. And to the point of continually lowering the bar, yes, we continue to do that. And I guess I don't know what the motivation is. You know, is it, you know, as coming from a guy who's voted for several different parties over the course of my lifetime, sometimes I'm in a bad mood and maybe just want to blow it all up. Or sometimes I'm in a gracious mood and I want to help people. You know, I don't know where people are when they're voting. I know in my own circumstances where I may have been at certain times. So, you know, the biggest thing that we can do to help folks like that is help educate, man. Help people learn, help people get a grasp of what the reality is, what the facts are. And certainly we don't know everything, but some things are self-evident, like, you know, Donald Trump orchestrating a coup to overthrow the government, like Mark Robinson saying terrible things, not just on the porn sites, but prior to that, as reported by the Rolling Stone and as read to you by the Dom Salvia Show. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's own political editor, going to join top of the hour. Stick around.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.